That was the Olive Trio performing the Boogie Woogie Movement from Roots 2 by David Baker. We had 17-year-old Anais Feller on violin, 16-year-old Mira Cardan on the cello, and 17-year-old Daniel Wong on the piano. They're all from Southern California. What a performance. I'm so happy that you all brought that piece. I've always loved this piece of music, and it's very rare to hear it performed, and you really did it justice. You all were swinging.
Thank you so much.
I understand that there's, and I hope you're willing to let us in on this secret, that there is a secret handshake.
Of course, yes.
The Olive Trio. You'd love to share it. Yeah. Okay, now this is radio, but I'm going to watch and try to describe for our listeners what it is.
Dun.
Dun, dun, dun. Oh.
That's incredible. Yeah. I was prepared for a handshake, like where you actually do something physical, but that was a musical handshake.
Yes. Arpeggio. We do it every time before we perform.
Every time before you perform?
Every time. We also have it like not only as a hand signal for music, but as like a language. So if we say something and we really mean it,
it means true.
It's the truth. Yeah. Like, we'll just put that up
like, oh, for all of like I'm not messing around. Let's go. Like, this is the real deal. I love it. This is what chamber music is all about. Like, these bonds and these friendships. Before we go on, I want to circle back to the piece you performed. David Baker, such a great and important figure in jazz. He founded the jazz program at the Jacobs School of Music at Indiana University. And he wrote this piece which allows an entry point for classically trained musicians to really get their hands on some serious jazz writing. And curious if some of you might talk a little bit about the process of bringing out the correct style, the jazz style, in this boogie-woogie movement.
Yeah, Daniel? So of course, when we first brought it to our coaches, they all told us it was like too classical. Mm-hmm. So we really drew a lot of inspiration from a lot of jazz artists. Like for me, I'm a pianist, so I really like Thelonious Monk. And kind of listening to their freedom like was kind of going against a lot of what I learned in classical, but I realized it's just a different language. It's a lot of fun. For example, for me, even though like I have rhythms that are written out, I have to play like I'm improvising, which is something that I wasn't used to before, but like I had so much fun with it, and I really like kind of scared myself sometimes with how far I could have went. So I think it's really kind of just like forgetting some of the things we learned in classical music and just like trusting ourselves to really feel the freedom that is often in jazz music.
Yeah. After this, I think Daniel could probably pursue a career in jazz piano.
Yeah. I also think imagery was something that helped us a lot. Just, you know, whether it's turning off the lights in your practice room, pretending you're in like a jazz club or something like that. Things like that. Having just an image in your mind that you want to paint with your chambermates, it's a great way to learn more about the music.
Well, you really transported us with it. And you've been transporting audiences all around the country. Congratulations on winning the Fish Off competition.
Thank you.
It's such a huge accomplishment. I'm so proud of you all. It's so well deserved. I want to hear a little bit about what that experience was like.
So we had never done a competition before, and we were kind of just kind of stuck on the same pieces, and we were like, wow, maybe we should record this for Fish Off. And so we really spent a lot of time working together. We spent like dozens of hours before the competition really getting everything together.
Yeah, and cramming a lot.
Cramming.
Wow, nice. And coachings in the week.
Yeah, we had a lot of coach. We have four coaches, so they really all spent so much time on us, and we're so thankful. And traveling together was something new, and it was really fun.
It's great that you all, not only that you went and won, but that you enjoyed the process along the way. You know, that counts for so much. I could hang out with you guys all day. This is so much fun. But for now, I just want to say thanks.
Thank you so much.
It was a great performance and so much fun to see you again, Anais, and to get to know the two of you, Mira, Daniel. So much fun. That was the Olive Trio, Anais Feller, Mira Cardan, and Daniel Wong, teenagers from Southern California.
Hi, this is Gretchen Nielsen, Executive Director from The Top. I am so grateful to you, our audience, for keeping us going strong for 25 years. Now, let's hear from a listener.
Hello to all our friends at From The Top from San Antonio, Texas. This is Nathan Cohn from Texas Public Radio, wishing you all the best on your 25th anniversary. I'm glad that From the Top continues to share the gift of classical music and, more importantly, lets kids tell their own stories about their lives, their families, and how classical music moves and inspires them in their daily lives. And here at TPR, I'm proud that we've been both a broadcast partner with From the Top since the beginning, and y'all have visited us several times, which is really cool. As early as 2001, I think, was the first show that you did here in South Texas. And finally, it kind of blows my mind that the youngest kids who were on From the Top back in the day, many of them are probably parents themselves now. Yow. And no doubt passing on the love of great music to the next generation. So keep the faith, y'all. Congratulations.
Support for NPR comes from this station and from the Massachusetts Cultural Council, a state agency connecting young people with the arts in schools and in their communities. Learn more at massculturalcouncil.org. From the Alfred P. Sloan Foundation, supporting books, radio, podcasts, film, television, theater, and more to bridge science and the humanities. And from the William T. Grant Foundation, supporting research to improve the lives of young people. At WTGrantFDN.org.
This is From the Top, where outstanding young musicians come to play. I'm your host, pianist Peter Dugan, and I'm so grateful to be here with you all this week and every week, thanks to the generosity of Susan and Gerald Slavitt. And a big thank you to the Jack Kent Cook Foundation. Together, we have given out millions of dollars of scholarship to young musicians with financial need. Every year, 20 young artists get an award of $10,000 to help them purchase new instruments, pay for music, for the cost of summer programs, for lessons. It can be life-changing. So go to fromthetop.org to learn more and to apply. Coming up, you don't want to miss a globe-trotting 15-year-old violinist. But first, we've got one of Mendelssohn's most delightful piano works, which he composed when he was just 15 years old. And fittingly, we have a 15-year-old pianist to perform it for us. Here's Caden Kelly playing Mendelssohn's Rondo Capriccioso.
Thank you.
15-year-old pianist Caden Kelly from Santa Fe, New Mexico, performed Mendelssohn's Rondo Capriccioso. Just beautiful, Caden. You mentioned that you're the same age now as Mendelssohn was when he wrote that piece, and it makes sense. I mean, such youthful spirit, such high energy, and you gave the piece everything it needs. Bravo.
Thank you.
I want to know about how you got started on the piano.
Yeah, it's a long story, and it kind of ties into how I got started with music.
Mm-hmm.
So basically, my father's side of the family, they're all Afro-Caribbean, and they're super chill. But when I was four, I was not I was quite the opposite, actually.
The opposite of chill.
Yeah.
Okay.
So my parents, of course, needed to have some way to kind of contain me and keep me occupied.
Mm-hmm.
So there were two things. Swimming that they found, I would just be like so exhausted afterwards. I wouldn't have enough energy like to run around.
Right.
And music in general was the second one.
Uh-huh.
We lived three blocks away from our local theater. So we would often go get like last minute tickets to see different performances. My parents say that when I would hear the music, I'd become like really focused, you know? Like they say transfixed or like,
cool.
Yeah.
Yeah. So, yeah.
Yeah. So they like signed me up for piano lessons when I was five.
So great that they put you in front of a piano.
Yeah.
And now here you are just crushing it as a pianist. So Caden, your dad is from Costa Rica, right?
Yeah.
What's your connection to Costa Rica? Have you been? Is it meaningful to you?
Yeah, I got invited to play in the National Theater of Costa Rica. And it was in front of like 800 people.
Wow.
Yeah, so, but also like, I don't know, it was particularly memorable for me because the vice president of the country was there and
wow,
the poet laureate was also there. So yeah, I got like a standing ovation at the end.
I bet you did. I want to talk to you now about performing. Mm. And when you were playing just now, that Mendelssohn, you were in the zone, as they say.
Mm-hmm.
I'm curious, what does that feel like for you when you're really in the zone or when you're in a sort of flow state?
Mm-hmm. Well, it feels like nothing when you are in it. Like, you might as well be passed out. But afterwards, then you feel like this rush, like, dang, that was good.
Yeah, yeah.
But during, like, complete focus, I don't know, it's just, like, all about the moment.
Mm-hmm.
It's like a dream.
Yeah. Do you remember the first performance where you felt that?
Yeah, actually, it was when I played my first paid performance.
Ooh.
Yeah.
Okay.
It was actually at the theater that I used to go to when I was four.
Oh,
so
wow.
It was a little bit special for me.
Yeah,
as well.
Yeah, yeah.
And there were a lot of people there that my parents had invited, and and so that's
nice.
Actually the first time I remember experiencing complete focus.
Yeah. I remember the first time I had a performance like that, and afterwards, it was like, I need to do that again. Like,
I know. Yeah.
Right?
Yeah, I remember even like years later, I was in a competition, and afterwards, I was sad that it had finished so soon.
Right.
I wanted to go back there and play it because it was just so fun.
And so then we get hooked, right? And that's what keeps us practicing and putting in all the hours is because we love it.
Mm.
You're just a joy, man. It's so much fun to get to know you.
Thanks.
Caden Kelly, 15 years old, from Santa Fe, New Mexico. If this were a relay, then we've got our final leg coming up now with 15-year-old violinist June Kwan. She's bringing the heat, she's bringing the speed, and that high-octane energy for our finale. She and I will perform Wieniawski's Scherzo Tarantella. June, welcome to the program.
Thank you.
So happy to have you here.
Thank you for having me.
We're going to play a piece that is fiendishly difficult. It's a great violin showpiece. What is this?
We're going to play the Wieniawski Scherzo Tarantelle.
Great. Whenever you're ready, we can take it from the top.
Great. Thank you.
That was 16-year-old violinist Jun Kwon performing Vinyavsky's Scherzo Tarantella for violin and piano. I'm Peter Dugan. I was at the piano for that performance, just trying to keep up with you. Your violin is smoking. It was on fire, Jun. What a performance.
Thank you.
You have had such an interesting life already at the young age of 16. You've lived all over the world. Are there some spots that really stand out to you, some particular memories?
I'd say like Canada near Vancouver. It was just like, I loved the environment there. It was just really like green. And yeah, the school that we went to, they taught us a lot about just community instead of focusing more on like the academics. I learned how to like really socialize there.
You mentioned you have a twin sister and, you know, I can't imagine, first of all, what that must be like, the bond. I have brothers, but to have a twin, I know I've got some twin nieces and nephews. And it's amazing to see like how strong that bond can be. So talk to me a little bit about your relationship with your sister.
We were really close when we were younger because we started music together. Mm-hmm. And then around like elementary school, she wanted to get into studying. And I had like a total like different personality to her.
Are you all identical twins?
No, we're fraternal.
Oh, fraternal. Uh-huh.
I'm just like, I just go with the flow and I don't really make any schedules. And I'm just like that kind of like funny girl. And I think I've realized that I always need someone like her besides me to like really make me focus on what I'm doing. I think we realized how much we need each other. So when we used to like always be together, like homeschool, we would like go to the same school. We'd always just like kind of fight often, just saying we don't need each other and like distancing ourselves from each other. Mm-hmm. But now that we've been like apart, whenever we see each other again, we like hug and then yeah, I think we became like more affectionate towards each other.
Yeah, no, that makes sense. I love to hear that y'all are appreciating each other more than ever now. Well, your performance today was just thrilling. It was a rush for me and I know for all of our listeners out there. Thanks for being with us today, June.
Thank you.
That was 16-year-old violinist Jun Kwon, originally from Korea and now living here in Los Angeles, California. That's it, folks. That's our show for today. I hope you enjoyed hearing from all of these young people and getting to know a little bit about what makes them laugh and what makes them feel free. And I want to thank all of our young performers. I'm so grateful for the opportunity to play with some of them and to learn from all of them. Be sure to join me next week on From the Top, where outstanding young musicians come to play. Thank you to the Colburn School for the use of the beautiful performance space at Thayer Hall, and to sound engineer Sergei Parfenov. From the Top is produced by Megan Swan and Jessica Ticton. Sound design and music editing by John Escobar, with editing and mastering by Rodrigo Cuenca. Our production manager is Amanda Roth. From the Top's executive director is Gretchen Nielsen. From the Top is an independent nonprofit organization based in Boston. If you'd like to appear on our program, apply online at fromthetop.org. From the Top is supported in part by an award from the National Endowment for the Arts, on the web at arts.gov.
Support for NPR comes from the station and from the Massachusetts Office of Travel and Tourism, offering visitors information about the arts, culture, and history of Boston. The journey begins at visitma.com. From the estate of Joan B. Kroc, whose bequest serves as an enduring investment in the future of public radio, and seeks to help NPR be the model for high-quality journalism in the 21st century. And from the Skoll Foundation, dedicated to powering social innovators to transform the world. Learn more at skoll.org.
You're listening to the International Children's Arts Network. ICANN is a radio station dedicated to kids like you. On air and online at icannradio.org. There you can find coloring pages, activities, and a ton of informational blogs. That's icannradio.org.